If you turn to Hosea chapter 10 this morning, Hosea chapter 10, and while you're turning there, our weekly outreach is 170, and that brings your yearly subtotal up to 1,384, which that's just absolutely wonderful. Thank you for sharing the gospel and reaching out to people. I still see folks greeting each other this morning online. We've got a healthy audience here and a healthy audience online. All right, Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Give everyone time to get there. Don't forget, after church today, we have a dinner on the grounds. And so when we finish here, this is what I'd like to do. When we finish here, whoever's helping in the kitchen, you're welcome to go over there and help. But I want to have a quick business meeting before we go over there. Just a quick business meeting. So don't let me forget that, Brother Shepherd, to have our quick business meeting. Hopefully it'll be quick. Hosea chapter 10, God willing, we'll be expounding verse 12. The title of the message is Fallow Ground. Fallow Ground. Thank you, Leah. I just got a compliment on my shirt and tie. Thank you very much. I'm an incredibly seasonable dresser. Learned that from my wife. Israel was a very blessed nation. God cared and provided for all those years, and Israel was good at receiving God's provision, we learned last week, but they were terrible at giving him thanks and the service that was due him in return. She was like a fat, lazy heifer, we learned, that loved to tread the corn out and loved to eat it, but she wanted no part of plowing the field to make it grow. So in verse 11 last week, God told Israel that he was going to make her plow the fields. He was going to make her bear the burdens. And her easy life was going to be over. If she wouldn't plow for the Lord, then she would plow for her enemies. Continuing this agricultural train of thought this morning, God now tells Israel in verse 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your precious word. I pray, dear Lord, you'll remove all distractions this morning. And I pray, Father God, that you'll bless us greatly in your truth this morning today. Glorify your great name. Help us to understand it deeply and clearly this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea 10:12, sow to yourselves in righteousness. God's telling Israel to sow. Now, to sow means to put seed in the ground. How many of y'all put seed in the ground this year for your gardens? We got quite a few. I have too. But to sow means to put seed in the ground for the purpose of making your ground fruitful for agriculture. The only way you can get produce from the ground is to put seed into it. That's the only way you can get it. Unwanted grasses and weeds, they come up natural, right, in the earth. They come up naturally in our yards, in any kind of bare land. You don't have to do anything to it. Just give it some time, and these unwanted grasses and weeds will come up. But nobody after church today is going to say, I need to get home and treat my yard for spinach. It's really bad this year. You may treat it for weeds, but you're not going to treat it for spinach. It's not going to come up on its own. No, you have to sow seed to get the good stuff out of the ground. And I enjoy growing good food every year in my backyard. I put my seed in the ground last month, and I'm looking forward to harvest time. And this verse, of course, is not talking about sowing physical seed. It's not talking about vegetables. It's talking about sowing spiritual seed being sown into spiritual ground. And the ground here is the life that God has given every one of us here on this earth. I can't sow my seed in your ground. I've got to sow the seed in my ground. I can't sow physical seed in my neighbor's ground, and I can't sow spiritual seed in my neighbor's ground. That's the place that God has given him to sow, that God has given you to sow. I have to sow my seed in the ground that God has given me, and there I must reap the harvest of what I've sown, and so must you. So God told Israel to sow, if you look back in your text, how? Sow in righteousness, which simply means do what's right. That's what righteousness is. When we do what's right, we are sowing righteousness into our ground. God wanted to bless Israel. So he told her to take advantage of this God-ordained principle that he's given us. It's the principle of sowing and reaping. And the same principle that God had established back then is still established today. We reap what we sow physically when we sow physical seed into the ground, but we also reap what we sow spiritually as well. It is a God-ordained principle. God has designed it so that if we sow in righteousness, then we're going to reap, look back in your text, we're going to reap in mercy. God's established this great principle in our lives. You know what he's wanting Israel to do? What he's wanting us to do? He wants us to exploit that principle of sowing in righteousness and reaping in his mercy. The principle is this: sow in righteousness and you'll reap in mercy. And mercy is speaking about God's goodness and kindness toward us. It's not talking about mercy in the sense of simply having mercy from our sins through a sacrifice, but it's talking about his goodness and his kindness toward us. If we will sow, that is, if we'll do what's right, then we will reap, which means we will experience and enjoy God's goodness and kindness toward us. In God's Ten Commandments concerning idols, when God forbade them to make idols, listen to what God said in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 and 6. He said, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me," watch this now, "and showing mercy," that is good, "my goodness and kindness unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." You see, he's going to be showing mercy to those that keep his commandments. In other words, if they're keeping his commandments, they're sowing in righteousness, and then they get to reap in his mercy. So when we love God and we keep his commandments, we are sowing in righteousness. And then when God responds by showing his kindness to us, we are reaping in mercy. That should be a great encouragement for us to live our lives in obedience to God's commands. For he promises to show mercy unto those that love him and keep his commandments. I want to experience God's goodness and kindness in my life. And if you do, then you need to get busy following his word. God's commandments are the good seed. And when we obey those commandments, we're sowing them in our ground. Make sense? The seed's great. I've got a package. Did y'all ever get y'all's plants and seeds on my porch I left out? I left my dad a package of green bean seeds. I used mine from last year, the green beans that I planted last year. I just took those seeds and that came from those plants and replanted them this year. But I had a package of store-bought seeds that I left for my dad so he could sow at the house. Those seeds are good seeds. But if they remain in that package, they're not going to do him any good. And God's commandments are good commandments. But if God's commandments just remain here in the Bible, they'll still be good commandments, but they won't be any good for you. until you obey those commandments. And when you obey those commandments, you are then taking the good seed, you're sowing it into your ground so you can reap His goodness in your life. This is what God's telling Israel to do. It seems pretty elementary, doesn't it? But you can't just sow seed anywhere. Not good seed. You can't just go sow it anywhere. I mean, when you plant a garden, you don't just walk outside and throw vegetable seeds on top of your lawn. Now, on a bigger scale, if you've got a farm, you don't just get in the tractor and just start sowing seed everywhere. What's the first thing they do, Tammy, before they sow that seed? They start breaking the ground up, don't they? You got to get that ground prepared. No, those seeds have to get into the ground before they can produce and grow fruit for you. So if you want to reap the fruit of God's commandments, then you have to, look back in your text, you have to what? Break up your fallow ground. Now, fallow ground, that fallow means ground that's left unattended. It's not been farmed. It's just sitting there being unused, going to waste in a way. It's just a beautiful parcel of land and it's not being used for anything. All it's growing is weeds. When land is left like that, the only thing that grows there are things that naturally grow of themselves. You listening? This is the whole thing. This is why God's telling them to break up that fallow ground. You've got ground. You've got a field out there. It's not being used for anything. The only thing growing in that field is what grows naturally from this fallen world. It's not what grows from the unfallen world. It's what grows from the fallen world. Again, you don't have spinaches, Papa. We've got this field across the road from us here at the church owns. It's our overflow parking. We hadn't had to use that many times. We had to use it in the past. But you've got that overflow parking out there. You won't find any spinach out there. You won't find any carrots out there. You won't find any squash out there. Brother Richard, have you gone to look? Don't have to. Neither do you. We know what grows naturally when a field is left unattended, uncared for. When you leave your life that way, your heart that way, the only thing that will grow in your heart, if you don't break up that fallow ground in your heart, the only thing that's going to grow is what the world throws your way. That's why so many people, their heart is just fallow ground. It's growing the weeds and the wild grasses that cover it. And when they cover it, they create a network of roots that hold that soil in place. And they cover the ground with all that grows naturally from this fallen world. Fallow ground is the human heart that's been left unattended spiritually and full of the things that naturally grow from our flesh. If you were to sow your vegetable seed on top of fallow ground, what would happen? Most of that seed would never spring up. And if some just happened to spring up, then it would be struggling to find the nutrients to grow, and if it did grow, it probably wouldn't have enough nutrients to produce fruit because the weeds would be choking it out. That's why God's telling them, break it up. Why is that so important? Well, you have somebody, and they've been living in the world their whole lives. All they've ever known is ungodliness. All they've ever known is whatever the world throws their way. That's what's been growing in their heart. Then they get exposed to Bible truth. They get exposed to Christianity. They get exposed to religion. And they start coming to church. And so what can happen is they can start saying, well, I'll sprinkle a little of this stuff in here. I'll mix some of the Bible in with my sinful life. I'll just kind of mix it all together. You know what's going to happen? It's going to get choked out by this world. Again, remember, Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to cleave to the one. You're going to despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, Jesus said. And so if you just go out there and you just throw a little Christianity on your fallen heart, and you don't take the time and the energy necessary to break up and root out those things that don't belong in your heart, then you're going to struggle to produce any fruit at all. If you've come here and we've got people like Brother Doug, who again used to be in the motorcycle gang. We've got people like Brother Chris that was an atheist for many years. We've got folks from all kinds of different backgrounds. And what you have to do if you want to grow as a Christian, if you want to really have God produce the fruit of His Word in you, His commandments in you, you got to break up that old fallow ground. You've got to destroy the root system that's been built in your heart over the years by the devil and say, you know what? There's things in my heart that just don't belong there. And instead of saying, I'm going to have a little Christianity, I'm going to have a little of this, a little of that, and I'm going to let them both grow in my heart, you're going to have a hard time. You've got to be willing to say, I'm going to get rid of it. If it doesn't belong in my life, I'm going to root it out. How many of y'all ever seen a plow go into fallow ground before and just bust it up? Y'all ever seen that before? Man, that looks good, doesn't it? I love watching that ground just peel back. And all the sod busting, man. And then those roots, they just get all broken up by that plow. That's what God is telling us we need to do with our hearts. That's what God's telling Israel they need to do with their hearts. The belief system of the world around them has started growing in their heart. They've been unattentive to the things of God. And all that was growing was the sin and the worldliness in their heart. He says, break it up. In this verse, you got to break up your fallow ground. I want you, if you would, in this verse, underscore the word sow. Underscore the word reap. Underscore the word break up. Here's a kingdom truth for you this morning. To experience the blessing of reaping and sowing, you must first exercise the discipline of breaking up. To experience the blessing of reaping and sowing, you must first exercise the discipline of breaking up. Breaking up fallow ground, again, speaks of breaking up that old network of our fallen flesh. It speaks of rooting out the things in our lives that are contrary to the Word of God. Do you have something in your life right now that you're allowing to grow, meaning you're allowing it to be rooted in your life, and you're feeding it through your thoughts, your actions, the time you spend, your money, or whatever else, you're entertaining it, and you're allowing it to live in your heart, but it's contrary to God's Word? That is fallow ground that is growing nothing but fallen things. And God says, if you want to experience the blessing of sowing His commandments and reaping the fruit, you've got to get that junk out of your lives. Root out. Man, I hope this morning, if there's people in here and you know there's something in your life that doesn't belong there, you know it. I hope this morning, and right where you're at in your pew, I hope this morning you say, dear God, I'm ready to break that up. God told them to break up that fallow ground. It's a decision you have to make. You're the only one that can put that out of your life. You're the only one that can quit it. You're the only one that can say, I don't want that in my heart anymore. Now, fascinatingly, and I mean it's fascinating to me, the Hebrew word has translated break up. I mean, I went there studying in the Hebrew. I was expecting it to mean like rip, to tear into, to plow up. It's not what it means. It's fascinating. The Hebrew word translated breaking up, it literally means to glisten with light. To glisten with light. And I saw Miss Elizabeth, her head cocked like a dog. You know, and I did the same thing when I read it, Miss Elizabeth. And I said, Lord, explain this to me. Oh, man, he did. So I'm going to explain to you as he explained it to me. You see, you got this fallow ground. You get all this network of these old weeds and natural grasses that are growing in it. They've been there a long time. And the soil beneath those weeds hasn't seen the light of day for a long time. It's been in the darkness, Brother Doug. That's all it's been. It's just darkness. But when you break it up, the idea is to take your heart and say, God, I know this is wrong. I'm willing to rip it out of my life. I'm going to break it up, and I'm going to expose my heart to the light of your word. Glisten with light. That's the whole idea. I started studying the history behind this word, and the idea is when that ground gets broken up, it sees the light. The light shines off that soil that had been hid in the darkness for so long. Freshly broken soil, lying in the darkness, broken to the point that it is exposed to the light. That's what our heart needs to be. Christian, you'll never reap the fruit of God's commandments until you break open your heart and expose it to the light of God's word. And whatever you find that is contrary, when God's word starts coming in to your heart and you get exposing that ground, whatever you find there that's contrary to God's word, get it out. You don't just go out to your garden bed and just break it up. After you break it up, you go out there and you break up that soil in your garden bed, and you've got those wild grasses and stuff in there and those weeds in there. You just go in there and break it up and turn it over. You don't just go stick seeds in there, do you? What's going to happen if you do that? Well, man, you've got fresh oxygen in that soil. You're now going to water the seed you sowed. What's going to happen? Everything you broke up, it's just going to start growing their roots back in that soft ground again, and it's just going to start growing again. You got to get rid of it. Get rid of it so there's no competition to God's word in your life. Let your entire field be dedicated to God's word. Be sown in your heart. When my wife and I go to Indiana, it's not uncommon to see farmhouses out in the middle of all this corn or soybeans. You know what their backyard is? Corn or beans. You know what their front yard is? Corn or beans. You know what their side yard is? Corn or beans. They don't have some big playground. They got acres everywhere. They don't have some big playground out there for the kids. The kids want to play. They have to learn to drive a John Deere. I mean, they have to cultivate all that land because that's it's going to make them the money, and that's what's going to put food on the table for them. But as long as you allow the weeds of a sinful life to grow in your life, you have very little fruit because the weeds are going to choke it out. And breaking up ground destroys that root system, what's previously been sowed there by the world in your life, so God's word can be sown by your obedience to it. Ground doesn't get plowed by accident, folks. You can come to church all you want to. You can tolerate as many sermons as you want to. But ground doesn't get plowed by accident. It must be done intentionally and thoroughly and constantly, because sin will always grow back where ground is left unattended. I saw it this morning, Brother Doug. I went out and I watered my garden spots this morning. I had some fresh green bean plants popping up. My squash is doing well. My tomatoes are growing. But you know what else is trying to grow? Little sprouts of stuff that I don't want in my garden. So what's going to have to happen? I got to go out and weed my garden. And if I don't, there's going to be competition over those nutrients. And it's, Brother Doug, it's not going to get done by accident. I'm not going to wake up one morning, go out and look out the window and say, honey, come here. Good Lord, weeded my garden last night for me. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm going to have to exercise the discipline of getting rid of it. God says, get to the business of breaking, sowing, and reaping. Why? Look back in your text. For it is time to seek the Lord. Underscore the word seek. Well, we're getting some principles down here this morning, aren't we? We've got breaking, sowing, reaping, and seeking. But not in that order. Seeking, in the Hebrew, the word seek here, it means to pursue for the purpose of inquiry. To pursue for the purpose of inquiry. This morning I had someone seek me. Brother Jess did. I was getting ready to broadcast or Sunday school and teach Sunday school this morning. Brother Jess walked from where he was to where I was for the purpose of inquiring. He had a question. I'm not going to tell you what his question was. That's private. Nothing wrong with it, but it is private. But he came and he says, I know you're busy, but I've got a question. So I put what I was doing on hold. I turned. I listened to his question. I gave him the answer. He sought me out. That's the idea of seeking here. To pursue for the purpose of inquiry. Oh, there's Brother Eddie back there. I had a question I wanted to ask him. Hey, Brother Eddie. That's the seeking idea here. And of course, who are we seeking in the text? It's time to seek what? The Lord. That means you need to start pursuing me for the purpose of inquiry. Now, breaking is something, an action we take on our part. God told them, you break up the fallow ground. God told them, you sow. Now, the reaping, they're going to reap, but the fruit's going to be God's work. They're going to enjoy and experience the fruit of God's work. But the sowing, the breaking, all that's their job. That's our job, and that's so is seeking. Seeking's our job. We have to pursue God for the purpose of inquiry. We have to be able to say, God, I want to know what your truth is. I want to know what your word says to me. I enjoyed looking at a Facebook post this week of you and your granddaughter. She's the one that was reading the Bible with you, right? It just a beautiful post, and had her granddaughter over there, and they were reading the Bible together. And you know what you do when you get up and you say, you know what, I'm gonna get into God's Word. I'm gonna read. And I'm gonna start seeing what it says. You know what you're doing? You're seeking. You're going to the book for the purpose of inquiry. Lord, what does your Word say? Lord, show me truth as I study your Word today. You see, those seeds that I put in, that I had in that packet for my dad, before he can put them in the ground, he's got to go to that packet, he's got to rip it open, he's got to dump those seeds out in his hand. Before he can ever put them in the ground, they got to get in his hand. They have to get out of the package, into his hand, so he can put them in the ground. Now, this is the package with all the seeds in it. And it's our job to seek the Lord. We're responsible for doing what's in this book. And the only way you can have the seeds to put in the ground is if you start digging down this book. Man, when I got my green beans out, I like saving my green beans in the holes that they were developed in. They dry naturally. They breathe. They allow aeration, everything. And then this spring, I just took those old green bean holes. I cracked them open, and I started scraping the green beans out of them. Got them in my hand. Then I went over there, and I sowed them in my garden. And when you go to God's Word, and you start reading it, you start studying it, man, I tell you what, I enjoyed Sunday school so much this morning. I think it was the third time I listened to Brother Shepherd's Sunday school last week. That's the third time, wasn't it? Man, I enjoyed it as much the third time around as I did the first and the second. I enjoyed the second time the best. And then the third time. And what am I doing? And I'm listening and I'm eagerly learning and hanging on those words as he's expounding the truth in there. And what am I doing? I'm taking seeds out so I can say, God, teach me the truth from your word so I can apply it, sow it to my life. And the sad thing is, a lot of y'all have packets of seeds you've never torn into. You've got Wednesday night teaching, never listened to. You've got Sunday morning teaching, never turn on. Never come sit in here and listen to it. You got seeds that are by the wayside. You listen to more TV, watch more YouTube, more stupidity. Instead of just getting in here to God's Word, you're allowing fallow ground in your life and you're not reaping the goodness and kindness. You say, well, my life's doing well now. You don't know what it's going to be. You always reap later than you sow. Always reap later than you sow. And I'll tell you this, the longer that ground stays fallow, the harder it is to break up and weed out. Sure is. Time to seek the Lord. Time to inquire from God. Run to Him for the purpose of discovering what His will is in your life. You have to get that seed from someplace. That light has to come from somewhere before it can glisten on that broken soil. Before you can obey God's commandments, you first have to know what those commandments are. Before you can lie, let the light of God's word shine upon your freshly broken heart. I had to repeat myself because my mic cut out for those online. You have to first know what God's word says. Seeking is just as important as breaking and sowing. Seeking is gathering good seed. Breaking is getting rid of disobedient lifestyle and exposing God's word to your heart. Sowing is obeying the word that you here. Reaping is enjoying the kindness of God that you serve when you serve Him. We seek, we break up, we sow our obedience to God's word, and we do that, look back in your text, till He come and reign. How about that? Whose job is it to seek? Ours. Whose job is it to break up? Ours. Whose job is it to sow? Ours. Whose job is it to rain? That's God's. We can't make it rain, can we? God's got to come and make it rain. Man, that brings us to the raining part. If you seek God's word and obey it, God says, you take the time, you take the trouble of breaking up your heart, exposing it to my word, and then applying it to your life, which means sowing it down in your heart and your life. I will take the time to come and make it right where you put that seed. We get to reap, we get to sow, we get to break up. But you know what? God's the one that gets to reign and make that field in your heart bear fruit. And He promises us that if we will follow His word, if we'll take the time to break that heart up and get rid of those things that are contrary to His word, He promises us that He will come and reign. What's He going to reign? Righteousness upon you. Righteousness upon you. That rain's coming down. It's going to be raining righteousness. I like this. Hey, what? Rain in righteousness. What is that all about? Oh, man, this gets good. Get ready for a blessing. Get ready for a blessing. I want you to notice that how do we sow? Look back in your text. How do we sow? How did God tell them to sow? In righteousness. Same word. We sow in righteousness. God rains down righteousness. We put righteousness in the heart, and then God rains righteousness down on it. We sow, listen now, remember, we've learned this. When God talked about sowing in righteousness, he said, showing my mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So keeping God's commandments is us sowing in righteousness. Okay? That means we sow, right, by keeping the commandments of God's word. And we'll say that again. We sow by keeping the commandments of God's word. That's sowing in righteousness. God then returns after that seed's in the ground, and then he rains in righteousness. How does that work? Is he raining more seeds down? No. See, we sow by keeping the commandments of God's word. God rains by keeping the promises of his word. It's all God's word. We're obeying the word. We're keeping the commandments of the word of God. And then God's coming back, and in response to us keeping his commandments, he's keeping his promises. He's raining it down. His promises are taking our obedience to his word and fructifying our lives so we can enjoy a marvelous harvest of the goodness of our God toward us. Here's a kingdom truth. Unbroken commandments reign unbroken promises. Isn't that good? Unbroken commandments rain down unbroken promises. Righteousness sown becomes mercy reaped. And with that, we'll go ahead and close. Man, I sure had a good time in the Bible this morning. Oh, I love God's word step by step. You sow it, you break up, you reap. I will come and I'm going to rain on what you've sowed. That is a promise from God's holy word. Father, we thank you so much for your Bible. We thank you for the fruit that, the seed, that always germinates. Always germinates. And we thank you, Father God, for you keeping your promises, Lord. Always raining down on that seed and bearing fruit. If we'll only follow your word. Seek it so we'll know it. Obey it so we'll sow it. And by your grace, we'll soon reap it. In Jesus' name, amen.